This is Amy Wagoner from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. John E. Caldwell Jr. wanted to play basketball for the University of Michigan. His father had earned a doctoral degree from U of M. Caldwell himself was graduating from high school with academic and athletic honors. Caldwell seemed like a natural pick for the university basketball team. There was only one problem. It was 1950, and John Caldwell Jr. was African American. A few African Americans were on the University of Michigan's football and track teams. The basketball program, however, had an unwritten policy banning black athletes. U of M accepted the ironically named Gentleman's Agreement of the Big Ten Conference and most universities that banned African American players. But the color barrier in university basketball had started to crack. In 1944, the University of Iowa admitted its first African-American basketball player. Indiana University allowed Bill Garrett to join its team in 1948. Indiana's record went from 8-12 in the 1947-48 season to 19-3 in the 1950-51 season. In a letter to the University of Michigan's student newspaper, the Interracial Association questioned the policy banning African Americans from Michigan's basketball team. "Why has the university never had a Negro on the basketball team?" the association wrote. "Why does this policy persist throughout the Big Ten? The answers are obvious. There is a deliberate and conscious policy of discrimination against Negro athletes." U of M coach Ernest McCoy gave Caldwell a chance and let him try out for the freshman basketball team. Caldwell made the team. A year later, U of M recruited its second African-American player, Donald Eddy of Grand Rapids. Eddy had earned 12 varsity letters in football, basketball, and baseball from Ottawa Hills High School. He and Caldwell became close friends, roommates, and fraternity brothers. Caldwell at first saw limited playing time on the basketball court. During the 1952-53 season, however, he averaged 10.5 points a game as one of the team's leading scorers. During his final season at U of M, he made honorable mention for the All-Big Ten team. John E. Caldwell Jr. broke the color barrier in U of M basketball. Racial discrimination, however, did not end when he took to the basketball court. In 1954, a Detroit alumni group barred Caldwell from speaking at its annual meeting after the members discovered that he was African American. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.